Hello, welcome to Jonathan Crisp, Real Talk Radio. I'm going to read some of these meme that I got. Okay, they call me the radical left because I believe in LGBTQ rights. I believe Black Lives Matter. We must protect the planet. The world is bigger than the United States, meaning there is a bigger world than the United States. We have gotten so bogged down in patriotism, you know, and we forget the suffering in other continents, or countries. Well, let's worry about this planet first. But if those starving people who don't have access to the aids that we got, then we should at least help them some, you know. America, fortunately, we have the United States has access to all kinds of stuff, like homeless shelters, they got food banks, and all this donation. I mean, other countries don't have that luxury. But anyway, but that's how we get on that thing about that. And I don't think it's radical. I don't think it's radical. I think humanity feels that inhumane people are and stuff. Inhumane people. It's to me, inhumane people. We call them. They are radical because they believe they don't want to. They believe they don't believe in LGBTQ rights. All that stuff. It's not radical to believe that Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ rights, as it shouldn't be. Yeah, call me the radical left anytime you want to. But I believe in LGBTQ rights, Black Lives Matter. And so far, too many people, I mean, they get on the rant when you say Black Lives Matter, to be like, well, all lives matter, not knowing what Black Lives Matter is talking about. When they say Black Lives Matter, they're not saying that their lives matter, that only their lives matter. They are saying that their lives should matter. Their lives should matter. It's the same as white people's, like getting stopped by the police, being harassed when they go mow the grass, and being harassed in stores. Their lives should matter in the eyes of cops and stuff. Black lives should matter the same as white lives matter. And if you look around, they get an unequal treatment. So, Black Lives Matter. All lives won't matter until Black lives do, and stuff. I mean, yeah, there are, but Hispanics, they get treated bad. I mean, they do, but no race has been treated as badly as African Americans and American Indians. But African Americans, they came over here on slave trips, being beaten, having their surnames took from them. When they came to the country as slaves, they were given their owners' last names. So they were given the owners' last names. Like, let's say they might have, if they had a last name like Cotopatente, and the owners would give them last name Thomas. So what that did, they had no trace back to their ancestors when they did that. If their ancestors was already in Africa, they got no way to trace generations back, because they can't, because they don't know what their surname was before their. That's kind of fucked up, not knowing who your ancestors is and stuff. And they would treat you, bought as slaves, sold to high, and they was, even though they was freed, they were still had Uncle Tom, Jim Crow laws. They were still treated as badly because people did not want them. A lot of racist people did not want them to have the rights we did. Because back then, people were just ignorant. And so they thought blacks was the rights was a superior race. Thank God we are out of that, though. That they're not slaves, but still, they still got so much obstacles. I mean, they still face systematic racism. That still exists. People says, huh? No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. If you really look around, it does. You know, I mean, a lot of companies are not open about it, you know, but you know, yeah, it still exists. And until we come together and recognize that it exists and stand up for them, then it's going to always exist. Okay, so we need to stop being so fucking stupid and get mad when someone says Black Lives Matter. Then it's going to always exist. If we take the big books that teaches the history of slavery and stuff, that teaches it, what blacks endured, then it's going to always exist. Like you see, in a lot of these Republican states, they want to water down history version. They want to, Prager U, and Florida has, of course, what they teach the kids that slavery was not that bad. It helped, you know, but it helped blacks, you know, I mean, they were happy, you know, they teach them like that. Prager U, some red states are trying to teach kids that. Like what they're saying, it's like, they think, you know, if we tell them how bad it was, then if you tell the white kids that they are bad. No, it's not. It's telling them how African Americans, how their ancestors were treated and stuff, how a lot of bad things we did to them, it would get them hurt. They'd give them compassion and be like, they were treated like that? Damn. Wow. That was cruel. We cannot let that happen again. We cannot. What? And systematic racism exists. Well, we gotta stop that. I mean, how can we stop that? You know, that's not right. I mean, sadly, they don't. A lot of Republicans don't want that. They don't want kids having sympathy for them. They won't. That's why they won't. If they ever get in office, they want to abolish, get rid of public education and go with private charter schools and stuff. So they could teach their kids, indoctrinate them and stuff, teach them a watered down history and stuff. I mean, that's why they're so, that CRT, they're thinking, yes, if you ask me, it's not taught in kindergarten, but it needs to be taught in first grade, second grade, third grade, CRT to all students. CRT, critical race history, is real American history, what really happened. Kids know that, then we won't repeat the past. Because if we don't learn from the past, then we are doomed to repeat it. And that's what Republicans want. They want to bring us back to a day when Jim Crow laws and stuff. That's what they want in these red states. Why are they banning race books? Why are they banning Malcolm X books, Martin Luther, MLK books, and stuff? Because they want their kids grow up and still to be racist. So that's why it's important we vote the Republicans out, vote for Democrats to tell these Republican partisans. To teach them a lesson that if you're going to preach hate like this, if you're going to do this, then we're going to vote you out. And maybe if they keep on losing elections and their party is almost in shambles, it's almost a DOA party, then maybe, they might say, whoa, we got to be good. We can't be teaching this. That's what's important. People are saying, oh, the Democrats were the racist party. They in the Civil War. And people don't understand, in the Civil War, in the South, you had the Southern Democrats, okay? Southern Democrats, you know, was conservative beliefs. Conservative beliefs, I'm going to say that, they were conservatives because they believe in preserving slavery, okay? Conservatives believe in preserving. Republicans were more the liberal because they believe in advancing change and stuff. And what it was, the Southern Democrats was a lot of the Southern, there were Southern Republicans. They had almost the same beliefs. Because you gotta think, the South was conceding and stuff. There's a lot of Southern Republicans, they believed with the Southern Democrats, or Dixiecrats. Or Dixiecrats and stuff. Because there was, and stuff. Then you had the American or Northern Republicans, Northern Democrats, who was in the House of Representatives. They had, not all the Northern Democrats was for slavery, not all was against it. But then you had that too. And then when did, and then people said, oh, I don't believe in the party switch. Well, you might not believe in the party switch, but the ideal switch. I said the Southern Democrats, you know, because when the South lost, the Southern Democrats basically, they still had conservatives, the Jim Crow, in the South. And it started to change out when FDR came along, he was progressive, very progressive, then that started to, you know, he got a lot of black votes and stuff. FDR came along, then it started becoming more progressive. The only thing people hold against him, FDR, is the Japanese camp. They put him in camps. But he only did that. That was not his choice. It was not his sole choice. It was Congress' choice. It was, well, we got to do this because they was afraid that when they bombed Pearl Harbor, Japanese was going to invade us and, you know, was going to attack Americans. That's right. I mean, because they was not treated that badly, though. But it should never happen. But so that does not make stuff. But then you had the Dixiecrats. Strom Thurmond, you know, he left the Democrat Party because they was not going for his beliefs. So he left, started the Dixiecrat Party. And like as a third party, they disbanded in, I think, around 1958. Then he went to Republicans. And then Eisenhower was the last great Republican. Then, during the JFK era, you had the Southern Democrat voters who were conservatives. So, they did not like that a Southern Democrat, Lyndon LBJ, signed the Civil Rights Act. They did not like that. He was for blacks. So they was like, well, we're going to quit voting for him, Democrats. We're going to vote. Well, how about we just vote for Republicans? Republicans picked that up, which Nixon did. Then they promised law and order, all that racist stuff. And then they started voting for Republicans and stuff. Then Republicans got worse. Then, per se, the Democrats was never really, during the Civil War, Southern Democrats. But you gotta think, before then, you had the regular Democrats and stuff, whereas not, it was, and so, basically my topic of the show, we must keep preaching, teaching the real American history, CRT, and stuff. We must learn from this country's past so we won't repeat it. We must learn what's happening now, systematic racism, so we can do to end it, so the next generation can grow up so they can end it and stuff. And I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast, and if you Anchor, because we ain't called Anchor no more, but Anchor, but we're called Podcasters for Podcast, Podcasters for Spotify. If you want to be a podcaster, get the app, join, follow the instructions, and they might help you. You could make some money. People subscribe to you. So far, nobody subscribed to me yet, but I'm have patience. My day will come. So that is this episode today, and thank you, and leave a comment to let me know how you're doing.